coming up on 5:45 and 35 degrees, the Wib Wake Up Show for this a Tuesday morning. And second to last day of best 5 minutes of the day. We'll turn it over to Josh Stream on Thursday and Dawson Halverson and Sam Aberle on Friday. So, Jason Kanz, we got you for now and then Wednesday, and then we'll give you a big four-day break, huh?
That sounds great. That sounds great.
Good.
Don't know what I'll do with my extra 5 minutes in the morning, but yeah.
I think you'll probably read or something. Or journal.
Probably. Yeah.
Read or journal.
Or play Wordle. Yeah. One of those.
That's
things.
Right. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
I'm still building the habit of Wordle, the New York Times Mini, and Connect. So how did it go this morning for those?
It was okay. I finished Wordle in 3 this morning. I think the New York Times Mini in 40 seconds.
Wow.
And got the connections in the first 4 guesses. So.
Wow. I thought I was impressive to do the New York Times Mini in 2:44 yesterday. 40 seconds. Wow, you're flying.
Yeah, I think my fastest one I've done was 21 seconds.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
All right.
And I think my longest was 4:05. So.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We have a second-to-last day here. I'm thinking of, again, continuing to ready because a lot of people, Thursday, Friday, I mean, you know, it's not just the traditional Thanksgiving meal. I mean, I talked to a coworker yesterday. Their big gathering is going to be Wednesday because that's when her son can be there. But I think, you know, just trying to coach people, you know, ask questions and listen, right? I mean, this is not... Yeah. I saw a CNN interviewer interviewing Robert Kennedy, who's running an independent bid for presidency, and she violated a Hugh Hewitt rule. Hugh, who's on the air on our sister station, FM 103.1 and wogo.com this morning, he says, an interview is not a debate. And I thought that, and this reporter really, she wanted to debate Kennedy over something he said. And I think, remember that around the Thanksgiving dinner table, don't you think? I mean, there may be a time to talk politics and faith, but I think, I don't know, just in general, I would say ask questions and listen. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good measure is to be willing to ask questions. And listen with interest rather than listen to correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think that we do that sometimes where we listen to correct.
Mm-hmm.
The alternative that I saw yesterday, somebody had posted that they always talk about politics at Thanksgiving because it reduces their Christmas spending list because people cut them off. So that's another option.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah. I may not recommend that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are, you know, different, it just is. I mean, you're people who are, a lot of times it's family, and yet, you know, when we say on the air, we are family, we generally mean warm fuzziness with that. But, I mean, you know, there are two sides to that coin.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure there are. Yeah, there are times when it can be difficult. There's an old movie. I was telling a friend of mine about this earlier in the week. With Holly Hunter called Home for the Holidays. And it's a comedy, but it touches on some really difficult family conflict sorts of things around the Thanksgiving table.
And, huh.
It's worth watching, but it can feel a little painful at times, I think, particularly for people who've had some family conflict.
Yeah. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you a question we've got up in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, which is if you could have one slice of pie this Thanksgiving, what kind are you choosing?
Yeah, you know, so I would say apple pie. Because it's Thanksgiving, I wouldn't say that's necessarily my favorite pie. My favorite pie is probably coconut cream. But because of it being Thanksgiving, I would say apple pie with a crumble top on it.
Did anybody, for your birthday, did anybody get you coconut pie in a cup at Randy's?
I you know, someone did. One of my best friends in the whole world got me coconut pie in a cup, and it was a wonderful breakfast.
Oh, who was that?
But that was you, because you know me well, and you didn't even make me eat raisins with it.
I did not. I think I would typically say apple is my favorite pie, but... Given the choice this past Saturday when we had the first of 3 Thanksgiving gatherings with Peggy's side of the family, I went the pumpkin with the whipped cream in because, it's just like pumpkin is limited availability. And other pies are great. I mean, pecan is great. And when you put a piece of pie in front of me, I'm going to eat it. But it just feels like to not have pumpkin in the whipped cream is like I'm violating something. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a reasonable thought.
All right. Let's close it out here with yesterday you read Mark 6, 1 through 6, the scripture.
Yeah.
This is your devotional commentary take from Letters to the Beloved. It goes like this. After leaving Jairus' house, Jesus returned to Nazareth with his disciples on the Sabbath. He went to teach in the synagogue where many of the people had watched my son grow up. Even so, his wisdom astonished them. They asked, where did Joseph's boy manage to learn these things? He has become a wise healer. They knew his family, including his mother and sisters, yet they were offended by him despite this connection. People often do not tolerate differences, especially when they are unexplainable. Jesus said a prophet is not without honor except among those who think they know him best. He did no mighty works among them because of their unwillingness to believe. Instead, he went out among the other villages.
You know, so one of the things that comes up for me is having moved back to my hometown for a little while. And, you know, just how people respond. Because they make assumptions about you based on who you were earlier in life. And I have to think in his humanity that happened to Jesus as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here he is, the savior of the world, the greatest teacher who has ever lived. And his family's like, yeah, or the people in town are like, yeah, but I don't know. And, you know, so I think it just brings us into the story to think about that.
That's just kind of a truth, isn't it? It's this truth that a prophet without honor in their hometown. So, interesting.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow. Well, a very special CCM artist with a birthday today. I think the best CCM artist of all time. He's had not 30, not 40, but 50 number one songs. This is one of them. Stephen Curtis Chapman, my fave, turning 61 today. No better place, folks, than the road that leads to heaven. I hope you're on it on WIB.
It's 18 after 7 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. And yes, during this week of Thanksgiving, there's so much talk about food and family and fun, and that's great. But also an opportunity to think beyond just ourselves and to think of others. And our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign, it is drawing to a close. December 10th is the deadline. And so Danny Graham joins us again from the Eau Claire Area School District because, Danny, you work very closely with some of those who are most desperately in need among our students. And you can speak to the fact that hunger and food insecurity, not always knowing where your next meal is going to come from, is very real and maybe even rampant in our area right here.
Absolutely. We see a lot of families, not necessarily homeless, you know, but a lot of families who really, that food insecurity is an everyday thing. Families that have full-time jobs, families that are experiencing a difficult time in their life, you know, a crisis or what have you. It's really many community members for a lot of different reasons. And unfortunately, when there are families that have kids, those kids, they don't have any control over how to get food for themselves. So it really is something where, you know, that's where we come together as a community and help out.
Danny, you join us year after year, and we appreciate it. And so we can kind of use it as a check. And we ask you sometimes compare what you're seeing here in the fall of 2023 to past years. We hope that it's getting better, but what are you seeing out there?
Sure. So as far as weekend kids meals, because I am a part of that, we are seeing more people looking for weekend kids meals to go home with their kids than we have in the past few years. And, you know, as far as the homeless numbers, well, I can tell you at the end of October, typically we have identified about 100 students. And at the end of this October, we identified 175. So we are seeing a big increase in families that are struggling in our community.
And again, that's just in the Eau Claire School District, that many children. Can you speak to, Danny, about how this affects a child when there's that insecurity of not knowing, is there going to be food when I get home tonight? And yes, thank the Lord for the school meal programs, but when they go home and saying there might not be supper tonight, or dreading going home on the weekend because there might not be anything or very little to eat, And most kids are longing for the weekend. And some of these kids are saying, I might be going hungry this weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, the weekend kids meals that go home are a little bit. They're definitely not three square meals a day. And how it affects kids, they can't concentrate. I mean, they are, you know, as far as the school side and academics, it's hard to sit there and be concentrated on doing better and doing your work when all you can feel is hunger. You know, with that is like a main survival, is to feed your body. And so if that's not been taken care of, it is, you know, your brain is consumed with, how do I find something to eat? When am I going to get something to eat? And then on the emotional side of things, that really affects when a child goes any, you know, to home or wherever, and their needs are not met, it says something to them internally that's all they deserve. Because if they deserved more, there would be more. And sadly, we know that that's not the case, that these kids deserve everything in the world, you know, to bloom into wonderful adults. But, you know, they don't understand that doesn't define who they are just because they don't have food like other people. And that's why we want to make sure that, you know, health-wise, they're getting the food they need, and academically that food is needed, but also mentally, they need to know that they deserve it just like everyone else.
And Danny, while Caleb was noting, yeah, you work with the Eau Claire School District, and yet obviously we're partnering with Feed My People, and the tremendous, all the variety of announcements we've got on the air talk about the many and varied locations all over Western Wisconsin. What a great organization, right, to work with.
Absolutely.
And partner with to help Eau Claire, but this greater surrounding area.
Absolutely. So we, as a school district, have partnered with Feed My People for many years, but I somewhat know the breadth of who they serve out in the many communities, and it is quite a large footprint to many communities that, you know, struggle, including our own, but many communities that Feed My People is the only option to get food, help with food.
Danny, I think as we close here, there's a couple things that I'm hoping maybe you could bring out. And one, maybe as we finish talking about, okay, so there's the downside of these children feeling like they're not valuable and they're struggling in school because they don't have enough to eat. But, you know, what's the positive side when they are getting enough? And I put you in my peripheral vision, so I wouldn't cry when you're here, but it still always is going to happen. But also, because there's so much, I think, judgment toward the parents of these children, assuming that somehow the parents don't care, that they're derelict in their responsibilities. But that's not what you see. That's the exception rather than the rule. There's parents who desperately love their children and are trying so hard to provide, and there's just not enough.
Absolutely. I mean, I've yet to meet a parent that didn't want good for their child. Whether they can provide that or not is a different story, but all parents that I have worked with in my many years want good for their child. And if they're seeking that help and going out, then that is a parent that's trying to advocate and get things for their child and take care of their child. Even if they can't do it on their own, they're trying to find a resource to help their child. And once we see those kids, you know, get that nutrition regularly, I mean, we see it at the schools of how they change, you know, behavior changes and their mood changes. They're happier. Obviously, they can concentrate more. They're not so fixed on when is lunch, you know, and it does, self-esteem wise, just make them feel good about themselves, that they have what they need and people care about them.
Danny Graham, again, working with the Eau Claire School System. Caleb, a final word?
Yeah, so again, wib.com/60ways is how you can respond. I mean, it's so simple, really. A dollar that you give provides two meals in our communities. And again, we're focusing this morning on the Eau Claire Area School District, but think about all the school districts in a 14-county area that WIB serves, that Feed My People serves, about all of those, unfortunately, thousands of children. Help them know they're valuable. Help them know they're loved with something as simple as providing enough food so they can succeed in school, succeed in life. Man, isn't it what we're called to do, to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ? We have so much. How can we do anything but give? Because we've been, man, the dump truck of blessings has just been poured out on us. Let's pass that on. wib.com/60ways. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. Always pleasure to have you join us and bring us up to speed on where things are at. And thanks for the great work you're doing with the Eau Claire school system.
It is the WIB Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia. And you know what? We're going to do things a little different. We're going to do a high-low rather than a traditional trivia. We're going to do a high-low so we give you guys the best opportunity to get this Tuesday trivia solved on a Tuesday. How about that? And for a prize, how about a digital download code of Jesus Revolution? Maybe it's something you want to watch over the holiday weekend if you win. So we'll send you a free digital code anywhere you might be in Western and Central Wisconsin. Even if you're calling in from Minnesota, we'll give you the opportunity to win that digital code and we can email it right to you. So a high low, no penalty for wrong answers. Help each other out. 715-723-2555 is the way you guess. Call in live, 723-2555. This is the amount in dollars that Americans spend on home security each year. This is the amount in dollars that Americans spend on home security each year. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. And I think we can say off the bat, Havo, this is a round number.
It
so
is.
You don't have to say like $13,363.33. Mm-hmm. It's higher than that,
it's
by the way.
It's higher than that. Okay, we give them the start.
It's a nice round number. 715-723-2555. High low, your chance here in the Wib Wake Up Show to win yourself a digital download code of the movie Jesus Revolution.
You can guess more than once, and we need a brave, courageous soul to get us started. A leader, 723-2555, 723-2555. How much do Americans spend on home security?
715-723-2555. This is the amount in dollars that Americans spend on home security each year.
Another hint, this is higher than they spend in Liberia on home security.
So. That's a big hint right there.
723-2555.
Who wants to be first through the gate? 715-723-2555. Take a wild guess. It's totally fine. We'll tell you if it's too high or too low, and then we will move on from there. And of course, you are welcome to call back for a chance to win this digital movie download of Jesus Revolution.
We're going to skip our usual what's your name, where are you from, and just take those guesses. Hi, what's your guess?
17,000.
I would say that is low. In fact, it is low, and go way up from there. Way up from there. This is the amount in dollars Americans spend on home security each year. Collectively, yes, yes. So, yeah, and yeah, she may have been thinking that it's what individuals might spend on their home security.
Are you still there? Do you want to guess again? Because it's kind of the massive number of everybody. She's gone.
Oh, we lost her. All right, call back, please. Sorry about that. 715-723-2555. So, yes, if that wasn't clear, this is the amount Americans in altogether spend on home security.
Good morning. What's your guess? Hello?
Oh, hi. 20,000.
20. Well, so this is well above, this is out of the thousands. We'll just tell you that. You can have a bonus guess here if you want. So Americans all together each year spend this much on home security systems and such. I don't know if guard dogs
guess again?
Are in there.
Oh, all together.
Yeah. All together.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
2 million.
2 million. All right. That is low. Thank you. Good guess. Call back. Go higher than 2 million. Again, Americans spend how much on home security collectively each year?
Collectively.
Yes, all together, how much do we spend on home security? Higher than 2 million.
Hi, what's your guess?
4,500,000.
4,500,000, that is low. Keep going up.
Up, up, and away. Up, up, good morning. Hi, what's your guess here? How much do Americans collectively spend on home security each year?
2.5 billion.
2.5 billion. Again, we've gone way up, and that is still low. Keep going up. Keep going up.
All right.
We're into the billions now.
We continue to say higher. When will we stop saying higher? Hi, what's your guess this morning?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda.
70 billion.
70 billion? Linda, you are too high. Thank you for that, because we're between 2.5 billion and 70 billion.
We got a ceiling.
Yes. So between 2.5 and 70, it's all in the billions now.
Okay, there we go. Good morning. What's your guess this morning? How much do we spend collectively on home security?
5 billion.
5 billion. It is higher than 5 billion. We've got our new floor. Higher than 5 billion.
He doubled the 2.5 to 5 billion. So between 5 and 70 billion. Hi, what's your guess?
20 billion.
20 billion. What's your name? Where you're calling from, by the way?
Marlene.
And where are you from Marlene?
Chippewa.
From Chippewa, Marlene. From Chippewa. We are going to send you a Jesus Revolution digital download. You got it absolutely correct. Yes, $20 billion each year Americans spend on home security. Marlene, have you seen Jesus Revolution before?
No, I haven't.
Well, you are going to enjoy this. Hang on the line. We'll get an email from you, and we will send that right to you so you can enjoy it. How about that?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for calling in, being part of the WWIB listening family here in the WIB Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia. That's our quickest winner in quite a while, Alvo.
It is.
Well
and,
done, Marlene.
I've got an idea for 60 ways in 60 days. Next time we say maybe you can save just a little bit on home security and put some of that towards the 60 ways in 60 days campaign to help us double or triple the $5,000 from 17 generous businesses. All right, it's the great pie poll. And Caleb, I've got to quickly apparently go take care of something on WOGO. So why don't you get us started here on this?
Yeah, so this is the question we've asked for the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And again, hopefully you've joined that again at the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook. But look for the group, the private group, and not the page. We'll let you right in. So we've asked this question in the group. If you could enjoy only one slice of pie this Thanksgiving, which kind would you choose? So it's not necessarily what's your favorite kind. It could be, but if you're saying, hey, the only option I have is one slice of pie, what is going to be your choice? What is going to be that one choice? We just had Vicky weigh in on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. She said coconut cream, which I don't know if we had chosen, had anyone choose yet. So coconut cream, I said banana cream earlier might be mine, even though the French silk would be very tempting. But a lot of different folks weighing in here, Havo.
They are. Good job filling. All right, so let's continue on with the choices as you've chimed in at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And Rachel says pumpkin, 'tis the season. Sheila goes with Dutch apple. And Christine says pecan heated with ice cream on top.
Again, only one slice of pie this Thanksgiving. Which kind would you choose? Brenda says apple. Jenna says warm pecan pie with vanilla bean ice cream. Very specific. Love it. Wendy also says pecan. And Pamela says pumpkin with lots of Cool Whip.
I like that image. You've seen it on Facebook. It's just a piece of pie in an actual Cool Whip container, right? Also, Carol says pumpkin. Susan going with our first lemon meringue vote.
Okay, that was my grandpa's favorite.
Huh. And Lynette also says mile high lemon meringue.
So. There you go. Going to our WIB listener line for a moment. Mary says apple cranberry. Mary from Richland. And Crystal says, not to toot my own horn, but I make an amazing southern pecan pumpkin pie. It's an amazing combination on flavors, textures, and taste. Wow, pecan pumpkin, like a mashup. You can do mashups in music and in pie.
Yeah, that's interesting. Jamie goes with apple. Anna says lemon supreme from the raw deal in Menominee. A little plug there. Michelle says pumpkin, and two Michelles say pumpkin.
Lori says pecan. Brandon says transparent, and I do not know what that is. Forgive me, Brandon. I don't know what that is. Betty says pecan pie. Rachel says pumpkin. Jessica says caramel apple pie. And Shelly says good old-fashioned apple pie.
I've started to tally the votes a little bit. We're going to put apple. Apple has the advantage of working well with a lot of these combinations. So there's just kind of one apple category. Liz also going with pumpkin this morning. Heather saying pecan. Also, Chris going with our first vote for chocolate pie.
Yeah, that's the first one we've seen.
Emma for pecan.
Lee says pumpkin. It's classic. Lori, I believe this is our first vote for cherry pie. Maybe support the Door County cherries.
Right.
Melody says it has to be pumpkin. She says my one time per year. And again, we're asking you not just your favorite pie, but if you could have only one slice of pie this Thanksgiving. Again, everything in moderation. One slice of pie. Well, what would you choose?
Uh-huh.
Beverly, I missed this. There was another vote for coconut cream. Beverly says coconut cream, or she sneaks in blueberry cream cheese as well.
There we go. Andy says pecan, as does Callie says pumpkin pie. Randy and Stanley with pumpkin, and Krista, pumpkin all the way.
Holly also says pumpkin. Lizzie, though, says holiday pie. From, I believe, McDonald's.
Right.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
Well, no, they've got their apple pies. They're
I've seen those.
For, so I'm not
What's
sure
the holiday one?
I'm not sure.
Mary, another vote for pumpkin pie with Cool Whip.
Yeah, you got to have that.
Yeah. Amy says pumpkin. Bobby says pumpkin with whipped cream. Going with the real stuff. And Lynn says got to be apple.
Winding down the list, Margie says pecan. That's not my mom, but somebody else. Cody Ender chiming in with the strawberry rhubarb. I guess from the Gourmet Garage in Bayfield. Also, Sherry with pecan, and Gary, same thing, pecan.
Lori says pumpkin, pumpkin, and more pumpkin. Pam, I believe this is our first vote for blueberry? I think there was a blueberry combo in there.
Yeah.
Vicky says pumpkin. Beth says pecan cream cheese.
Lauren and Oliva says pecan, and Connie also pumpkin streusel.
And then Jennifer says warm maple pecan with ice cream. So I feel like apple's up there, but pecan and pumpkin seem to be rising to the top of this straw poll or pie poll in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group.
As a pie analyst, I believe that I will be surprised if pumpkin doesn't come out on top, just because in terms of that seasonal thing, I think it's got it going that direction.
Indeed. So. I mean, and it's one of those things, too, where people say, hey, I never have cranberries all year long, but I have cranberry sauce or cranberries of some sort at Thanksgiving. So I think it's one of those things that a pumpkin, I think, is good anytime. But again, it just feels like, hey, this is what I should be doing, is having pumpkin pie and turkey and cranberries.
Could we create a radio format where we just talk desserts all the time? I mean, it feels like it.
All desserts, all the time. The new and improved Wib Wake Up Show. Probably not sponsored by Livia. Yeah, everything in moderation.
Probably not. Well, that's amazing. On the Livia plan, you can still have a little pie, apparently.
By the way, as long as we're not tooting our own horns, Crystal, 34 pounds in 8 weeks. There we go.
That's right. We didn't get the weigh-in numbers. 34 pounds in 8 weeks.
There we go. Livia, fantastic. And again, don't wait around, folks. Do it now before the holidays, and they do have some excellent offers coming up.
Stephen Curtis Chapman blowing out the birthday candles for 61 years today, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. And so I don't know if we have 61 number one songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman, but we sure have a lot of them. In fact, we have 50 different songs to go through.
Right.
I think kind of in a chronological order here of number one songs that he's had throughout his illustrious career, which is still going.
That's right. In fact, he had one of those number one songs within the last year. Peggy and I had a chance to see him in Wausau late August after seeing Jason Gray here in Chippewa. So that was a great couple of days, I got to say, as I reflect back.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember when he came here with Jason Gray and Laura Story back in the day, played at Zorn, an absolutely packed house. That was just a phenomenal concert.
That one hits a sore spot, Caleb, because we
were
just left for Liberia shortly before that. All right, from 1 to 50, Stephen Curtis Chapman's number one songs. His very first number one hit was His Eyes.
Then My Turn Now.
His third one was More to This Life, which we played earlier by request.
Then I Will Be Here. Cody mentioned that one, said he sang it to his wife at their wedding. So that's a special one for them.
Very cool. Love You With My Life. I remember that off of the More to This Life release.
Then Treasure Island.
Yeah, God's Word, a Treasure Island, For the Sake of the Call.
Such a good song. When You Are a Soldier, number 8 here of his 50 number ones.
This one we also had earlier this morning after we mentioned Stephen in the birthdays after 6:20. No better place than the road that leads to heaven.
We're 10 songs in, Busy Man, number 10.
Yeah, Stephen's 11th top 50 top hit was What Kind of Joy.
Number 12 was The Great Adventure. Now, man, that's what I grew up with, that album. I believe we won it from WWIV, and man, we saddle up your horses, baby. We listened to that full volume.
That was the reprise for our wedding, actually, the recessional, actually. So The Great Adventure, for sure. Number 13, Where We Belong.
Number 14, Go There With You.
Another great one. The 15th number one hit from Stephen Curtis Chapman, still called today, featuring B.B. Winans.
16 number one hits, again, out of 50, was Heaven in the Real World.
Yeah, that was a great one, too. And it had kind of an intro from Chuck Colson. King of the Jungle, number 17.
Number 18, Dancing with the Dinosaur. That's a fun one.
That sure is. And number 19, The Mountain.
Number 20, Heartbeat of Heaven.
21st number one hit out of 50, Sometimes He Comes in the Clouds. That's a little lesser known.
Number 22 is Christmas is All in the Heart. So that's kind of this time of year, sure.
How about that? Lord of the Dance, number 23.
24, Signs of Life. Man, another just phenomenal project.
We're halfway to his 50 number one songs, the 25th, Let Us Pray.
Again, celebrating Stephen Curtis Chapman's 50 number one hits on his 61st birthday. Number 26 is Free.
And number 27, Hold On to Jesus.
28 is Not Home Yet.
And 29th number one hit, I Will Not Go Quietly.
We're 30 in now, and Speechless is number 30.
And there's a book that goes with that. He authored with Scotty Smith, his pastor. Dive, such a fun summer tune. That was number 31.
Number 32, Be Still and Know.
The 33rd number one song from SC Squared, Great Expectations. Love that tune.
Number 34 is The Invitation.
Number 35, he wrote it with his daughter Emily in mind. She was just a teenager. Fingerprints of God.
So good, so good. Number 36 on this list of 50 number one hits from Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Change.
Hmm. And number 37, Live Out Loud.
Yeah, man, I remember the call out to Regis Philbin in that one, too. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yeah. Number 38, God is God. Mm. Simple, timeless, true.
Absolutely. I love this one. No better song to talk about the importance of being obsessed with God than Magnificent Obsession.
Mm. Phenomenal. 40 is All About Love.
41, Moment Made for Worshiping.
42, All Things New out of these 50 number one hits from Stephen Curtis Chapman on his 61st birthday.
His 43rd, Much of You.
Man, I love that song. Love so many of these. Number 44 is Believe Me Now.
45, I love this one. Every Child in Africa is Yours, the name of the song, Yours.
Yeah, and he has an international version, I believe, too, as well as kind of the album version. Number 46, Do Everything. So good, so good.
Number 47, Christmas Time Again, his second number one Christmas tune.
48 is Love Take Me Over.
49 is Die featuring Ricky Skaggs.
So that gets on the list twice. Yeah, and 50... Don't Lose Heart.
Wow.
50 number one songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman. Happy birthday, SE Squared.
That is amazing. And again, we had Don't Lose Heart also earlier this morning on WWIB as we celebrate Stephen Curtis Chapman's 61st birthday here on the WIB Wake Up Show.